And welcome back, everyone. We will bring to order day two of the May 2nd and 3rd, 2024 GF&P Commission meeting. We're coming to you from Custer State Park, the event barn. So for those of you joining online, thank you for being with us. Those that are live with us today, thank you for being with us. We've got a lot to get through this morning, so we're going to start with number 20 on our agenda. It is fishing access mapping, and Heather Berg, our Parks GIS and Asset Management Specialist, will be joining us, I believe, virtually, correct? Yes.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Good morning. Yes, we can.
All right. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. My name is Heather Berg, and I'm the Parks GIS and Asset Management Specialist. And let me get my presentation up here.
Recording in progress.
All right. Is my screen coming through now?
Yes. Yep.
Great. All right. So today I'm going to highlight a few of the public-facing products that I manage, which includes where you can find current information on aquatic access. And as lakes transition to open water, the public water access map is a great resource to check out if ramps are open or if docks are in. Our parks and aquatic staff are really dedicated to keeping those ramp conditions updated in real time to help water recreators make informed decisions before they head out into the field. So to get started, you'd first want to go to our map tab, which is in the upper banner, and then you click on the walleye picture to open our public water access map. From the homepage on the public water access map, you can see kind of what's new on that left panel, and that is updated regularly. And if you kind of let it pause for a minute, it will try to transition through all the different slides. But for today, we're going to focus on ramps because it's springtime and everybody wants to get back out on the water. So I can hit the little ramp icon down here towards the bottom, and that will pull up this map. And on the left-hand side, you'll see those little colored squares with the little boat ramp icons. That's where you can see quickly see where ramps have been put in blue, where water's open but the ramps or the docks are not in black, and then red indicates where you're currently not able to launch a boat. And an example of where you may not be able to launch a boat here is at Peoria Flats, just north of Pier. It's got low water conditions, so you can see that in the comments there. And you can also make sure that this information is really accurate by looking at that last update time frame. So in addition to keeping the public water access maps current, our staff also regularly post aquatic access updates to their social media pages. And just here are a few examples. You can see some at Richmond Lake, Oahu Downstream, and then Lewis and Clark. And these get quite a few views. So, I mean, the public knows they're out there, but just want to remind you that this is an additional option to see those updates on the aquatic access. Other things for you guys to know about, you can also view the public water access map within the free Go Outdoors South Dakota app. To view the public water access map, you want to click on the map icon, then go to access and units. And from here, you should be able to see all of our boat ramps, and it follows the same color scheme as what I showed just before. But with this, you also have the added benefit of adding waypoints. So if you want to highlight or put a pin where your favorite fishing spot is, you can do that now. And you can also take this map offline. All right, so both the public water access map and the Go Outdoors app are great places for finding places to launch a boat. But we also offer a unique map that ties into our annual park event, which is Reel in Memories. This map can be found on the map page under Parks and Trails, and it's a great tool for folks who may be new to fishing or less experienced anglers. So here it is, kind of in the middle with the fish icon in the circle. So this is a good place. So like I said, if you're not familiar with good places to fish within state parks, or you've got kids and don't want to be too far from restrooms or amenities, or you're like me and you have a bad knee and I need an easy way to get to water access, or you're just curious about which parks have walleye or panfish that are really common, this is the place you want to go. And I'll be the first to admit that I love exploring our parks, and I purchase a park entrance license every year, but I haven't gotten a fishing license in quite a while. But that changed this spring with our Reel in Memories campaign. It motivated me to get back out there and try fishing. So now I can come to this map and use these little toggle switches on the left to help me figure out which park I should try my next adventure at. And so for my example today, I need a park that has free fishing gear checkouts, a place that's kid-friendly, and then I've heard bass fishing can be a lot of fun for kids, so I also want to find a park that has bass as a common type of fish to catch. So by turning on those three toggles, I quickly see parks that meet all of my criteria. And because I'm in the pier area, I want to pick the closest one to me, which just so happens to be Owyhee Downstream. And if I click on that little fish icon at Owyhee, I get this really cool pop-up that kind of tells me what to expect when I get there as far as fishing accommodations. And then if I zoom in further to the park, it has little icons telling me these are the places our park staff recommend you start to try to fish from. And if I submit photos of my fishing adventure, I can win really cool prizes like all these fish decals here. And here are a few examples of social media icons or social media examples that our staff have been posting to help promote this really fun opportunity. The Reel in Memories campaign got off to a slow start due to poor weather and ice conditions, which you guys are all aware of. But submissions have been picking up throughout April, and we've had over 300 anglers participate so far. So we've seen a couple of examples. Now we're going to switch to one more that's really focused on parks. So if you're planning an extended park visit, I really encourage you to check out our Parks and Trails map, which is where you can see all of our camping opportunities, aquatic access sites, and trails all in one convenient map. And if you don't like the digital format, we also offer this as a paper map that you can snag at your local parks welcome center. If you don't want paper, you can also take this out on your phone, again using that free Go Outdoors South Dakota app. And from here, you can go back to maps, state parks, and then take this map again offline. So this is great if you're on trails and you want to see where you are on the trail, or if you're in a park that has less than ideal Wi-Fi connection, you can also take these maps offline. And again, I would really like to acknowledge all of our hardworking field staff out there who work to help keep these maps current and accurate while also posting those updates to social media so that we can all have our best outdoor adventures. And I will take any questions at this time.
Very good. Any questions for Heather? Excuse me, from the commission. Heather, I just have a quick question. Is there any way to track users, who's going in, analytics of our GIS maps?
Yes, actually. So the first map I showed, the public water access map, had the big walleye picture on it. We've had over 8,000 views to that map alone in just the last 60 days, the last 2 months. And then the parks and trails map, we've had over 3,000 views in the last 2 months. And then our Reel in Memories map had over 400 views. So yes, we can track the number of views per map, but I don't know that I can track individual users.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have that capability.
Yep, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Comments? Question from Commissioner White.
Thank you. This is Commissioner Jim White. Is this information available to tourism? Under any heading or anything like that, and it just appears that anyone that's from out of state or in a position where they'd like to come through South Dakota and have any interest in the camping or whatever, is this information available or any part of tourism? Thank you.
Yes, the tourism website does link back to our fishing access maps. I'm not sure they're pointing to the newest one because we did kind of revamp the whole system back in September, but I will double check and make sure that the tourism page is pointing to our two newer maps.
Okay.
Yes, great question. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Excellent, excellent presentation here.
Very good. Director?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Secretary Roman. Yeah, just want to thank Heather. She does an excellent job behind the scenes with all of our technology stuff. I try to help her as much as I can. That's a joke. But she is great at that stuff. I just want to take this opportunity to also remind everybody that May is a big month for us. Our first big event is the open house weekend, which is May 17th, 18th, and 19th. We offer free fishing that weekend too, so it's kind of the kickoff to our summer park season. Looking forward to that date. Had a lot of camping use so far. Hope to see more. Then that's quickly followed up by a Memorial Day weekend, which is definitely the weekend when everything gets going. So thank you for your time and your interest in our operations.
Very good. Excellent presentation, Heather. We appreciate it.